one day.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds tomorrow, and life is worth living just because he lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God praise this morning. We are so thankful to God for bringing us here another lovely Sunday morning, because we know who holds our future. We know who holds every tomorrow in our lives. And we are here this morning to share this story with you. It is our prayer that through this program, you too can come into that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And you too can say, in spite of all that is happening in your life, in spite of all that is coming your way, all fear is gone because you know who holds tomorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We welcome all of you this morning in the hearing of my voice, wherever this program is being broadcast in Barbados on the airwaves, wherever you are. We say welcome, welcome, and we thank you again for tuning in to this another edition of the Because He Lives broadcast, presented by the Church of the Nazarene Barbados District and faithfully sponsored by our caring supporters, Federal Motor Spares at Bank Hall, St. Michael. I am Jennifer Graves, and it's again my privilege to share our program with you today. If you have been following us during the month of October, you would remember that this is our stewardship month, and we would have used this opportunity to share with you some of our ministers from across the district. The first Sunday, we started with Hillaby in the north, then we went to Ruby in the east, then we went to Kalamarock in the city, and today, the last Sunday in the month, we conclude with our lay minister from the church at Black Rock in the West. She is the mother of three, and she serves alongside her husband in pastoral ministry. She serves with a strong passion for evangelism, and her greatest joy is to see lives being transformed by the power of God. She enjoys every opportunity to fellowship with the believers as she is encouraged and strengthened. She places her trust, faith, and confidence totally in God the Father, His Son Jesus Christ, and her Comforter, the Blessed Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are, don't touch that dial. Stay tuned. The next voice you hear will be that of our presenter for today, Minister Sonia Bino, wife of the pastor at the Black Rock Church of the Nazarene, as she ministers to us today. God bless her as she comes.
A blessed good morning to everyone. It's a privilege and an honor to be found in the land of the living. And I give God all the glory and all the praise and all the honor that is due to his holy name. Let's pray. Father, this morning, we want to thank you for your goodness and your mercies towards us, God. We want to thank you for your everlasting love towards your children. Father, I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will direct this message to the hearts of someone, some persons, God, who are listening to this broadcast. Father, I pray, God, that lives will be changed, hearts will be turned to you, that people will be encouraged to serve you and to serve you in spirit and in truth. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, we're going to read from St. John chapter 14 and verse 6, which states, I am the way, and Jesus is saying this, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. As a believer in God, I believe that Jesus Christ is our great Savior. He is the only begotten Son of God, and that the Holy Spirit guides us in our daily walk with Christ. I believe that God the Father is calling his people to come to him through Jesus Christ. I believe that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit all agree to his salvation plan for mankind who were lost and helpless. According to the scriptures, God sent his only begotten Son into this sin-stricken world to show us the way, to reveal the truth to us who walk in darkness so that we can inherit the eternal life promised to those that believe. Jesus came to earth died a cruel death in order to redeem you and me, to bring us back to him. Man's rebellion against God has marred that sacred relationship man once had with him. But we thank God that Jesus is not dead today. He has risen and has many witnesses who saw him go up. And now he is seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us until the appointed time when he returns to take his children home. We are reminded that this world, saints, this world is not our home. Mankind was going further and further away from who God is as creator, who he made us to be, and the relationship he wanted with us. Mankind was slipping effortlessly into deep and utter darkness with absolutely no way or understanding of the mess we were in. Mankind was totally helpless and clueless as to how to rise above that sin nature which we inherited because of Adam and Eve's sin. This flesh indeed is weak and cannot overcome the power of sin by our own doings. And so we needed someone to save us, to pave the way for us back to the Father, to open our eyes to the only truth. It is because of God's love for us that he has made this provision for us, and we should not take it lightly. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, left his safe and secure place in heaven, came to this earth through the womb of a human being. Isaiah 53 says it much better than I can. It says, "Who have believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, that we shall see him. When we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not." Is this you this morning? "Surely he hath borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But, saints, but brothers and sisters, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Heal of our sickness, heal of darkness, heal of whatever situation we may face. "For all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord have laid on him, Jesus Christ, the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people was he stricken. And he have made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death. But because he have done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He have put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. This morning, the arm of the Lord has been revealed to you. Yes, you who are listening to my voice this morning. Jesus has walked this earth, experienced all the ills and vials of this world so that he could identify with us. We can't say that God does not know what we face on a daily basis. Jesus is our high priest who is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. That is, he's acquainted with our grief, with our pain. He was betrayed. He was lied upon. He was mocked. He was ridiculed. He was scorned. For who? For you and for me. He chose the 12 disciples and taught them the true way of God, how God himself wants us to live. Jesus is this truth. Many persons are searching for truth, but unfortunately, they want their own truth. They are not willing to accept God's truth. They twist and turn things to satisfy their own burning, their own longings, their own desires and beliefs, because they want to do what they want to do for their own selfish purpose. Because man cannot see God in a physical body, they disregard him. But you know the irony of it? Even when he came in the physical, they also refused to acknowledge his presence and lordship to their own detriment. So you see, you cannot please man whatever you do, but each person must know which way they are going and the truth in how you are living. 2 Corinthians 4:4 tells us, in whom the God of this world, that is Satan, has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The Bible tells us that the enemy blinds the eyes so that men cannot understand the truth. Truth is glorious and is from one source, and that source is God through Jesus Christ. He is the way maker. The Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is the God of every human being, Greek, Jew, Gentile, Muslim, Hindu, Chinese, white, black, brown, and any other color or ethnicity of mankind. God is our creator. And just as we have diversity and creativity and other things, so God in his creative nature made man's flesh in a variety of shades or color. If we peel off this flesh, we are all the same. There need to be no controversy. In Revelation 7:9 says, a great multitude of all nations and kindreds and people and tongue stand before God's throne. Every tribe and tongue and people and nation, this emphasizes the diversity of God. This emphasizes those from the whole universe who will be saved and redeemed, praising and worshiping God together. It does not matter where you were born. Matthew 24, verse 14 says that this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world for a witness unto all the nations, and then shall the end come. So no one, absolutely no one, will have an excuse to say that, oh, I have not heard about Jesus. It is man who makes the decision to believe or to reject God. Whatever you do, know that you are the one that made the choice. The love of God leads us to repentance, and we cannot fathom his love. This morning, today, he is calling you. Yes, you, the one hearing this message, God is calling you to repent and accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. Why would God bother with mankind, the dust of the earth, who will return there someday to that very dust he came from? We see man dying every day, man, woman, boy, girl, they are dying daily. Do you not ask the question, why? Why am I here? And what happens to me next? It is not a secret. God has made it plain to us. The simplest child can understand. My friends, God is the creator. Genesis 1 says, in the beginning, God. And that is a statement of fact. Do we understand who is our creator? Everyone who has created something created it out of something. But God, the Almighty God, the everlasting God, the maker of heaven and earth, he is the only creator. He created this world out of nothing. And we are taking a big risk to take him for granted and get besides ourselves to shake our fists in his face saying, you did this or you did that, but I do not agree with it. Excuse me? God made you though. God made us. He made us in his image. As the scripture says, he is the potter and we are the clay. Do not let Satan blind your eyes. All of us have a part of God inside us to know him, to know good and evil. Our way of life stems from the choices we make. Look, don't let anyone fool you with, oh, I was born in this religion or that religion. Many from all across the globe have heard this gospel of Jesus Christ, and many have been converted. He has given us that choice to acknowledge him or to reject him. But know for sure that whatever decision we make, there is a consequence. There is an eternal consequence. And I reiterate this morning that Jesus, he is the only way, he is the truth, and he is life and life eternal. My brothers and sisters, you are here this morning for a reason and for a season. Everything happens, they say, in life for a reason. The Bible tells us that we spring up like grass and soon vanishes away. We soon die and be buried. I know many of you have attended funeral services over time. And have you never asked yourself, what will happen to me when I die? Hebrews 9:27 says, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, judgment. There is coming a day when we'll have to give an account to God for what we have done in our lives. And we have to face the consequences of our actions to either accept or reject Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. He is not far from us. He has not vacated his throne. He is not sleeping. He does not go on vacation either. He is still able. He is still faithful. He is still a righteous God who loves us. He is love. He loves you, my brothers. He loves you, my sisters. He loves you, my friend. He endured all those things we read about in Isaiah 53 just for you and I. Jesus came to this earth and shed his blood for you and me. He bore our sins. He took the punishment that was for you and for me. He took it so that you would not have to take it. But if you reject him, then I'm sorry to say to you that you will have to bear that punishment of your sin for your rejection of Jesus Christ. And you will feel the full brunt, the full force, the full effects of it. You will have no excuse if you reject or despise his word. Time is closing in on us. And you cannot afford to reject God. You cannot afford to reject Jesus Christ. You cannot afford to miss heaven. Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In the early chapters of St. John 14, verse 1 says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. This is Jesus. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Don't you want to be with Jesus? Don't you want to be with someone that loves you? I know some of you don't have a problem with God, but some of you do have a problem with Jesus. Well, I say to you, if you have a problem with Jesus, then my friend, you also have a problem with God. Look, man can tell you something and you can afford not to believe him or her. But when Jesus Christ says something, when he says anything, you cannot afford to ignore him. You cannot afford to walk away and reject him. You matter to him. Jesus loves you. You, my friend, are not only flesh, but you also have a soul. A soul that the enemy is fighting you tooth and nail for. He is as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, who he may deceive, who he will get to believe his lies. Who will allow him to blind their eyes? My friend, don't let Satan fool you. Don't let him fool you. Time and life is too precious. This flesh that we can see will perish, but the real you, your soul, lives on. Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. Trust no other way. Trust no other one coming to tell you, oh, this is the truth. I have the truth. I found the truth. Or that they can promise you any other life. The only other life that will be promised to you is life of hell. Jesus is the only way, the only truth, the only life. And I introduce him to you this morning. And I declare him to you this morning. And I admonish you this morning, trust no other way. God's ways are not man's ways. And man's ways are absolutely not God's ways. You cannot understand everything about God, for he is eternal. He is spirit. He is not a man that he should lie. You are not a mistake. You are not an accident. You are not a coincidence. You have been specifically, purposefully designed by God for a reason and a purpose, to serve him, to be his child, to glorify him by and in your life. He is not taking away your life and your freedom. Actually, he is offering you life in abundance. He is offering you eternal life. My friends, there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever," that is you and I, "that whosoever," that includes you, my friend, "believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Will you be a part of this whosoever? The Bible tells us that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And Philippians 2, 10 and 11 says that at the name of Jesus, friends, you need to know this morning, at the name of Jesus, every knee, and every means every, from every nation, every tribe, every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in the earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue. You don't want to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, no, but the Bible tells us that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. So I admonish you this morning, accept Jesus. Accept Jesus today, for we have no tomorrow but down. Jesus loves you, my friend. Give your heart to him. Do it today. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Mountains makes a way. temptation. He is near thee, holds the powers of hell at bay, guides you to the path of safety, gives you the fire.